How are ya?
You know when you color your hair and it just becomes so poofy? What? I don't know what's going on, but...
Oh, you look fabulous.
Here's our boy. Oh!
How's it going? Hey.
Oh my goodness, you look 100% Coloradan.
I look silly wearing this hat. I never wear this hat, so I wanted to wear it for once.
Most I love it.
It speaks Colorado.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
The rancher look, you know, with the little cozy sweater.
Perfect. Honestly, if I didn't know where you were from, I would say Colorado.
Yeah, I'm glad that I give off the Colorado vibe. A little, you know, like white Christian girl, like autumn kind of vibe, you know? That's it.
It feels so Coachella. It feels so Coachella.
It does, yeah. Yes. This sweater is too hot, so you cannot wear this at Coachella.
Oh, God, no. But the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the sarong? Come on.
Ooh, yeah, I love that.
Fire!
So how are you doing?
It's been a bit. It's been a minute. I'm good. I'm antsy, getting ready to leave next week to go to Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited, but I'm antsy because there'll be a lot of home improvements going on while I'm gone.
Mm. What do you have going
on? Don't
have
to worry about the being part of the mess.
I don't. I know. That's why I go.
So what's new and exciting in queer entertainment news, Nick?
Wow. So talking about like queer things that like queer art and stuff that I've really been enjoying lately. I don't know if either of you have watched RuPaul's Drag Race, the previous season that just aired, or have seen it in the past.
I watch it all the time, but right now I can't get the new one. I can't get this latest one.
Oh no. So
I don't know what the deal is. Like it's not streaming anywhere yet. I mean, maybe it's because it just finished over there, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's so weird because RuPaul has the different shows and the different versions on like different channels. So this past season, which was just the regular RuPaul's Drag Race, that was on MTV over here in the States. And yeah, it wasn't streaming anywhere. You had to watch it live.
Oh, and I wonder. Okay.
I'm not sure if it's going to be like on Paramount Plus next. Like that's where you assume it would go.
That's where I'm going to have to look because I just saw a preview for All Stars.
Yes.
What a lineup.
I can't wait. Yeah, we should talk about that.
Vanjie.
I know. Having Vanjie back, that's legendary.
That is legend right there. And Nina West.
Oh, I love Nina West. You know, I'm from Columbus, Ohio. So I've actually met Nina West at, it's this bar that we would always go to in Columbus called Union Cafe. And one of the best like queer bars out there. And she always knows how to put on an incredible performance.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like this is going to be the best All-Stars ever.
I know. I can't wait. Like, I love Got Mick and Georgia's, you know, just great picks overall.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, as a matter of fact, just tonight I showed the thing to my wife and I'm like, look, and she grabbed my phone and she was like, oh my God, every one of them is so good. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a good one. And it did say coming to Paramount Plus.
Yeah, and so that's what's so odd is that All Stars is going to be airing on Paramount Plus, but not on a cable network. So it's like, why is one of the versions of the series on one platform and the other is on a different one?
I don't understand. I think it was maybe 2 years ago that we literally paid the subscription fee for RuPaul's own network or worldwide or whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't worth the money at all. Like, it's just these little 15-minute clip things that winners get to do their own internet show. And, I mean, yeah, we watched a season of something or other. But, like, for us, we can get, like, the UK and Canada and UK versus the World or whatever. Like all that was on our own BBC. You know, we could watch that on iPlayer, and that's great. But trying to find a current regular RuPaul's Drag Race from America, we were just like, we tried everything, and finally it was just like, oh, for fuck's sake, just forget it. Like, I'll just keep up online. And then when I saw All Stars was going to be on Paramount Plus, I was like, but not the regular drag race. Like, what
I
is
know.
it? Each single show, like, there's a contract on what streaming service it can go on.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny is like I think there must be some kind of drama in the background because on this current season that just finished airing, RuPaul even made a quip about the like subscription price to Paramount Plus, like making a joke about the price of it. And I'm gonna have to go back and look at that, but you know, I think there must be something there that caused this like rift to have one show on one network and the other on a different.
It's very strange. It's so
Yeah.
hard to like, it's hard enough to do that with your regular stupid shows, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, for a while there, it was like, oh, okay, there's like either BBC, like we knew where to go. And there was no stress involved. And like, really, I spent like hours searching all the different platforms to try and find it. And I was like, I give up. I don't get it. I don't understand. And speaking of scandal, can we just talk a little bit about what went down with the Queer Eye people?
Yes. Oh my gosh. You know, who could have called that? You know, from the beginning that show started airing, you know, everybody was like, they were wondering about that Fab Five, you know.
Yeah. And
I
he was.
have to start watching these. I don't watch these two shows. I have to start. I feel out of touch. I need to start watching them. What happened? I don't know what happened.
Well,
What's this?
Nick, would you like to? All I know is that Jeremiah Brent's joining, and that
Yes.
was like a big hoopla because everybody thought that Tan France was pushing someone else out to get Jeremiah in.
Yep.
Yep.
The real
And
estate, the house design people, or the real estate, or the home design
it was
people, or
the
no?
interior guy, the guy that does the interior decorating. Oh,
Yeah,
your internet. Your internet is so bad tonight, JD. Holy cow.
okay. Is it?
Yeah,
You're lagging behind.
yeah.
What, you can't
You're kind of like freezing every couple seconds. So then when you say
Really? Oh
comes on, well,
my
you're
gosh.
frozen. Yeah.
Oh. Ah, sorry.
Oh, you're gonna have a
Carry on.
blast editing this. Do you want to try and log off
I'll
and
do.
log back on?
Yeah, let me try that.
Yeah, do that. That's
Bye.
crazy.
Okay. Let's see. How do
We're
I
gonna
do that? Leaving.
gossip a little bit.
Okay. Don't talk about me.
No, we're gonna talk about queer. So, has there been any truth about it? Have you heard any truth about it? Because I heard that Tan said that was he never did that.
Yeah, you know, I read the Rolling Stone article that quoted Tan France, and I haven't heard anything since then. I haven't really followed up on it because I stopped watching Queer Eye seasons ago because,
Yeah, me too. Because I
yeah.
want to know the truth, and I hate to say this because I don't like, you know, to shit on any kind of queer culture, but I couldn't handle Jonathan Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, see, I'm surprised it's taken this long for people to either come forward or to, you know, have some kind of inkling about them because they have just put up such a fake persona, you know, since
Yeah,
the beginning.
it felt extremely phony, and it reminded me of like when like on like an X Factor or something, and they try and throw a boy band together, and it's not
Yes.
gelling, it's not working, and you're watching it unfold, and you know it. Like can't put I couldn't put my finger on it right away. Like I just knew I didn't like him, like something about him I didn't like. But you know, it was okay pretty much with everybody else or whatever. But I then to read like all the stuff that's come out about him has been like, oh my, okay. But
Yeah.
it wasn't, it just it went downhill like so fast, so fast.
I know. Yeah, like once all of this drama has come out, it seems like scorched earth because I don't know how they're going to be able to do another season without all of this drama surrounding it because it completely shatters their, the image that they were trying to portray.
Yeah. And you can't put all that on Jeremiah Brent and hope that he's going to pull everything together because, I mean,
Well,
he's
yeah,
pretty.
that seems so like that's bad territory because, there is that rumor that Tan pushed out Bobby Burke to get Jeremiah in there. And, Bobby, there was this, background discussion about him, feeling like he puts in so much work compared to everybody else. And yet, he's not really given
And
much of a spotlight. You
he
never
got so
see
little
the
screen
episode.
time. Right. And to me, I mean, I'm a typical lesbian. Like, I don't really give a shit about fashion and hair and makeup and all that kind of stuff. That was the part that I really liked was, like how they could do something, that really, how much work it takes. So yeah, like that's the part that I'd be unveiling, like the homewares was that would to me was the best stuff. So yeah, it was a little bit like
I know, each episode reminded me of that show that used to air on ABC. I think it was like American Home Makeover or something. I forget. It aired like all the time. It was so popular. But it reminded me like watching Queer Eye is like basically that show, but with like all these like little side quests of like getting a makeover, both hair and fashion. And
Yes, but
like
you
Bobby,
kind of
I hope
learned,
he can watch,
yeah, but you did learn like a few things along the way, which was, kind of cool, but they weren't really stuff that anybody could generally implement into their life. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was, oh God, I'll tell you, there has been just, a lot of drama, a lot of drama out there. Woof. Especially surrounding that part of it. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, if JD ever comes back,
Hopefully, where is she?
I'm thinking that there is a problem with her internet because that was the worst it's ever been. But anyway, so here what I was wondering is like you just said you were from Columbus, now you're in Colorado now, and I of course, follow you on all the different platforms, and I see the stuff that you're writing about and the articles, especially on the artwork, which how did you get into that? Was that just kind of like a branch off from film?
I love writing about the queer. I'm so glad that you wanted to talk about it and
Yeah,
that we were
yeah.
going to cover it because, so many great queer artists I've been writing about that are on the Pride Store. And so how I started writing about the Pride Store is, I work for Equal Pride. And so I will do a lot of the branded content that the brands that we partner with sponsor.
Okay.
And so the Pride Store is this LGBTQ platform. Oh, good. JD's back.
No, okay.
I'm
I
back.
can.
There's JD.
You're still a little spotty though.
Really, I think they're having a problem in the area today. I think
Okay.
there's the TV was going on and off, so
Ah, that's a saying
he
that.
was free though. Yeah.
So I just asked Nick this question because I was saying I follow him on all the different platforms, and
Yes.
he'll put out like an article where he's reviewing some art, and it's like always really interesting. And I was just asking him if that was like an offshoot of being kind of like a film reviewer, like now he's gotten into do the art stuff. So he was explaining.
Yeah.
So, working for Equal Pride, JD, we partnered with this e-commerce platform called the Pride Store, and it is an LGBTQ owned and operated platform that sells all different kinds of products, and one of them happens to be queer art. And so, since I write all of these articles for the Pride Store, I get to write about all of this artwork that we sell. And there are so many incredible artists that we have on the Pride Store. And I've been able to interview these artists, and I've been able to check out this artwork and write about it. And it's been really just incredible being able to do that.
It's great because
That's
it
cool.
is, it's just kind of like expanding into, like just wading into the culture. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah, it's
There's,
another
yeah.
facet of art,
Yeah.
media really.
I love
So
that.
that's all.
Yeah, because, I don't get to write about film as much. I don't get paid to write about it. I do it for fun, and I haven't been able to write about film as much. So being able to write about this art has really helped, like scratch that itch, like that art itch,
Yeah. It's so interesting though. Like I don't know about you guys, but I've noticed that almost every queer space that I go into now, there'll be queer art on the wall with a QR code, and it's making it so easy if you want to contact the artist, if you want to buy that print, if you want, I mean, everywhere you go. We just went to this adorable little queer pub for my wife's birthday, which is tomorrow, but we were having her birthday lunch over the weekend. We drove down to Brighton and went to this place called The Bottoms Rest, and it happens to be Kathy Caton, that owns Brighton Gin, has now opened this little pub down there. So
Oh.
they have just the food was incredible. It's so tiny, this place, like literally 15 tables, that was it. And the bar is super, it's the size of my tiny little kitchen. But
The
it's,
tiny
yeah.
pub.
Yeah. And I don't know, their kitchen must be great because, like I said, the food was absolutely phenomenal. And there was the reason we went was because they have really nice vegan options and gluten-free options. So Gemma could seriously stuff herself full of food.
Aww.
Right,
Yeah.
and not be fearful of it having gluten or everything. It was just really a nice afternoon, but all over the walls was awesome art, and big dick pics, like dick pics, boobs, you name it, it was out there. It was great, but each one was like so different from the next, you know what I mean? But it's just, I just was sitting there and I'm like, is there a dick over my head? There's a dick over my head.
Photo ops, right? That
Yeah.
great photo ops.
Oh,
Or
yeah.
maybe.
Exactly. But it seems like just about everywhere you go now, they've really made it so easy for people who wouldn't know the first thing about how to inquire or buy a print that they've seen somewhere that they like, or where to go to see it. So,
Well,
yeah.
I just found that Instagram site, we're going to have them on the show. They're based in LA, and they are raising money to fund the first lesbian bar. There are no lesbian bars in LA right now, presently, and they are raising money to fund this lesbian bar by selling art. And the woman that started it is an artist, and it's called Queer Koalas LA. And so they're going to be on the show next month. But I
Nice.
thought that was an interesting concept, and it's funny that, it's now it's even more interesting that you're bringing that up, Nick, that it's a thing. Queer art is it like currently a thing now, like
It
in
really
news or something, or like
it is. It feels like
forefront.
we're on the cusp of like it being pretty explosive,
Yeah.
and especially because
That's
there's so many avenues of it now. Like it doesn't just have to be a framed picture in a gallery. Like NFT art is really big, and people like online auctions and things are happening with that too. And I think that's, again, like it was weird because my friends have just made a movie about an artist that does NFT art, and Long story short, it gets stolen. Someone else puts their name on it, and it becomes this huge drama. And the thing of it is it wasn't doing well with film festivals. They weren't getting in, you know. And it was like, did it miss the mark? Like, did NFTs have this peak and then drop off, and then no one's talking about them anymore? But just when we thought that might have been it, they did get accepted into Cannes. And it was just like, oh, thank God. You know what I mean? So I think
NFT. What is NFT art? What is that?
it's Nick, can you explain it?
Yeah, it's like it's a digital-only version of an artwork. It stands for like non-fungible token. So it's like a just non-physical thing that you can own.
Yeah, and I think that like people are starting to do that thing. Remember when we all bought our moms and dads the picture frame that would scroll through their pictures? Like people are doing that, but on giant screens in their homes. So you're buying up the NFTs and you're able to switch them up like that way. Yeah, I just think it's like super cutting edge, and we're all going to kind of like jump on that bandwagon in some way, shape, or form. But it to me, it's another avenue, especially because how many people, I mean, I feel like every third person I talk to is a graphic artist. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So I think that's huge, and it's really, you know, interesting because it's like I remember when we first started doing the Lesbian Lounge podcast, it was 2006, and no one knew what it was. Nobody knew what streaming was. Nobody knew what a podcast was. Everybody was like a little bit, is that going to take up too much space on my computer if I download it? You know, like how do I listen to it live? And then, you know, like that kind of, it was like I felt like we were so ahead of our time.
You are.
But the thing of it is that these days, that's the only place there is, you know, for anybody that's in art or media, it's to be ahead of your time. And then you're just kind of waiting for everybody to catch up, you know. And I think people are going to start catching up with the digital art in a big way. In a big way, we'll be seeing more of it. And you know, like I don't like that it's being used in for pictures of Trump in a Superman suit, but you know, we'll get past that. We will get past it. So what else have you been writing about or thinking about or watching?
Well, there are some queer movies that I'm really looking forward to that you're definitely going to have to keep your eye out to watch. So, you've heard of the new Luca Guadagnino Challengers film with Zendaya?
Yes, I have.
I am so excited. It's coming out this weekend here in Denver, and I can't wait. You know, it's supposed to be this, you know, very queer tinge love triangle, and I love anything that is like kinetic, like tennis. It's gonna be so much fun.
That should be good. She's adorable. She is not hard to look at, that little cutie. We were talking last week. Was it just us, JD, or did we have someone? I don't even remember. But I was saying that I was having a hard time getting through Palm Royale. Did you watch it?
I wanted to watch it. I haven't started it yet. Have you, Nick?
Yeah, I watched the most recent episode last night, actually. I know. It's a mess. It's a mess.
It really is. It's like I like it felt like it started picking up pace around episode six. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, there's some funny things happening here going down, you know. It was kind of like when everybody started gelling. Like at first it was so confusing to me to know if someone had an ulterior motive, or did Kristen Wiig, was she the one? Was she playing into these people? Were they playing her? Like I was having such a hard time with it. But I've pushed through to episode seven. And now I'm getting okay with it. Like, I'm like, okay, but is it over? Is there more? Are there more coming? Is there 10 episodes?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be 10 in total. So we have two more that
Okay.
have yet to be released.
Okay. Then I guess I'll hang in there. My wife gave up on episode four. She was like, "You're on your own. I
Oh,
can't with this."
really?
Yeah, just wasn't moving quick enough for her.
Yeah, it didn't look like something that would be interesting to me, but you had mentioned it, so I thought
It was
maybe
like
I'll.
I liked because it was Palm Beach, in the 70s, and it was
I
all
love
about,
the 70s.
all about rich people at a club, like a Mar-a-Lago almost, So I was really, and the cast is really good. I love Ricky Martin. I love Kristen Wiig. I love every Laura Dern. I mean, Allison Janney. Like every single person that's in it, I'm like, oh my God, I love them. Oh my God, I love them. But the story just felt like a little bit disjointed. It was just shooting off everywhere. So yeah, but all right, I'm gonna hang in there for the next two. Tell me some other movies that are coming out then.
Ooh, well, okay, so a movie that I saw at the Denver Film Festival last year that is finally coming out and making its way through the States and hopefully into some other countries is The People's Joker. I'm sure I mentioned this before on the podcast, but this is one that you definitely have to watch now that it's coming out.
It sounds like one to watch on a big screen.
Yeah, so it's so much fun. It's a parody film of the Joker story with Batman, and it's told from a trans perspective. And so this Joker character is a trans character, and it's the director and writer who's starring in it, and it tells it from this kind of journey perspective, and it is gonzo and wild and so much fun. It's very funny.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sounds
That's
good.
a
Sounds
must.
good.
So, what about streamers? Like anything good? Have you seen anything good on streamers?
I have to say, I've been pretty, things have been pretty lackluster for what's come out. I haven't really found anything new to really hold my interest, to be honest, when it comes to anything coming out like TV. And yeah,
Honestly,
I'm not entirely sure.
the gayest thing I've watched in the last month or two have it was Station 19's Pride episode.
Oh.
It was so good. It was so good.
That
So
show, I heard that show got canceled too.
I heard too, and I honestly, if it hadn't come up in my like up next kind of queue, I wouldn't have even clicked on it because I didn't know there was a season in the can, so I guess this is the last season. I have no idea, or if it got saved like every other like macho stupid Magnum SWAT show that they just keep picking up and bouncing over to different places. So I have no idea. Like I, but that episode was just really, really well done. Like everything about it. And of course, Peter Page is the showrunner now.
Oh,
So
really?
yeah, Emmett.
Oh,
Emmett.
love him. Love Emmett.
Emmett
He doesn't have any.
Honeycutt.
Does
What?
anyone, do you guys watch 911 with, what's her name? I never remember people's names. 911 with the firemen and the police, Angela Bassett.
Yes,
Yes.
Angela Bassett.
Because the new season dropped. And the last episode, which the new ones come out Thursday, they made one. Do you guys watch it? So I don't know if you
Yes.
watch it, want the character, you know what I'm gonna say,
N
Nick?
yeah,
No.
I've seen it.
I just saw it. They made him gay. All of a sudden, he's interested in a man, and
Oh,
he was
fuck.
like the biggest 80s man. Fuck. Yeah, he
Yeah.
was the biggest 80s man. You've seen it? I was
I
surprised
read an article. I read an
it
article.
took
I
that turn. Yeah, that was very progressive and surprising, and I thought that was interesting because you
yeah,
didn't expect
character.
it from him. for that character because he was always so about the women, you know.
But I watched the other one, the one with Rob Lowe, and like I love the fact that there's like a trans fireman and a queer paramedic and a gay policeman. Like, so it was only a matter of time that some of that would spill over into the other one.
They
So
have the lesbian couple. They have the two, but that shift in the Buck story was, I thought, was interesting.
That's a interesting direction to take him in of all characters.
Of all the characters, yeah.
I honestly only hung in there to watch that one because to be quite frank, there is absolutely no chemistry between Angela Bassett and Peter Krause.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Watching two cardboard character cutouts of
Oh
themselves.
my
my God. I
God.
don't see them together. You're right. No
Oh.
chemistry. Totally. Yeah, I
I hang
agree.
in there for Hen and her wife
I love Hannah.
and Eddie's kid with cerebral palsy because they give him the best lines.
Yes, I love Hannah. Yeah, but that's true. There's just no chemistry. They're so like blah. You want to see something, you know?
It is so, it's so like damp. I can't even think of a word. It's just like,
Yeah,
Like
I was
you
watching the cruise ship episodes, and I was thinking that I was like saying that too, that there's just no chemistry between these two people. Like it's so hard to buy them as a married couple.
Oh,
Yes,
completely.
so hard.
It's ridiculous. It really, really like pushes my buttons because it's so awful. Like I'm just like, who
I
decided
thought that
this
story,
work?
and I thought the cruise story was so storyline was so far-fetched, and they dragged it through three episodes. It was like ridiculous, right?
I don't even know if I can go back to that. Like
No.
I really seriously stick with the Lone Star one. You know what I mean? Like I'm invested in all those characters. I'm not really invested in just the plain 911. Like not really. It's like you just want to go, yay, because they, you know, are trying something different, you know, with a bi character, but it's, I don't know if it's worth my time.
No,
Well,
both shows
they
are so silly.
they're so procedural, they're so like formulaic. There's, you know,
Yeah.
like it's the same with all of them, like even like all the Chicagos, you know, it's like there's not a lot that's gonna jar you or whatever, but you know, it seems like right now there just isn't a lot of queer content. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I'm going to even stick it out through this I Kissed a Girl on BT3. It's a new show and it's like a
Yeah.
lesbian show. And I think that they're trying to take that concept that Nicole Kahn was forcing on us, you know,
Yeah.
and do that over here. So, but they've given it like the green light, and it's going to be airing on BBC Three, so it's not even a streamer thing. It'll be on, you know, all the time, you know, here, I guess. They do things weird here. It'll be on like with Traitors, it was 3 nights a week, you know, and then nothing for you know, till the next 3 nights, and it was like, ah, this is, I'm not used to this. And I think that's what's happening, is that I'm so spoiled, you know, like no commercials, you know, just watching it whenever you want kind of thing. That if I like now like with Paul Morale, I thought it was done because I'm thinking, oh, you know, like we weren't watching it religiously. So I thought, oh, there's a lot of episodes backed up, so I'll just finish it. And come to find out there's two more. Okay, good to know. Great.
Something to live
They're really dragging that show out.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Big time. So what else is new over there?
With me, not much. You know, I was gonna ask you, since you brought up the Traitors, did you watch the most recent American version?
I didn't watch the American one because I hate that they shit it up with these D-list reality stars.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm so used to the UK and Australia having like real people that there's no you don't have a preconceived notion about these people. You know, you're kind of learning about them as the show goes on, makes it even more interesting. But when you drop in some, you know, D-list
I don't
reality,
know. It was fun. You know,
wasn't it?
I really enjoyed it. I think that you should give it a chance. Check it out.
I might only because I love Alan Cumming.
Oh, you know, he makes it worth watching no matter what.
Oh, I'll watch anything with him. So I might, but yeah, we usually will put a Traitors on like on a Friday at dinner time and then watch it straight through till Sunday because it's like you can't stop.
Is that
Oh, good. It's so good. And
like a whole season? Like you're what? Like is I don't know what that show is either.
it's a reality. I don't even want to use the word game show, but it's really hard to explain. Like they are 20 people that are in this mansion, and three of them get chosen. They put on blindfolds, and the host chooses three people to be traitors. So no one knows who the traitors are, and the rest are called faithfuls, and they have to figure out who the traitors are. In the meantime, they have to do these challenges and work together as teams to earn money. And then at the very end, if there's one traitor left, they get all the money. And if there's
Interesting.
not, then the remaining faithfuls will get it. It's addictive.
Is
Absolutely.
it? For it.
It really is. The first season where I'm assuming Denise, you saw the first American season, right? So yeah, oh gosh, I was hooked. And you know, that finale was so, you know, it was intense, just the emotions that people get on the show.
Yeah, it's usually it's life-changing money, you know, and in between, of course, they're telling you the story, like why it's important to them. But the twists of like if the traitors turn on one another is always like, no, you know, oh, because people are so easily manipulated or maneuvered, you know, like they would just go up to someone and say, you know, I heard so and so say something the other night, and then that all goes through the whole group, and then at the voting round at the end of the night, like all of a sudden everybody gangs up on this one person and they're ousted, and they turn around and go, I wasn't a traitor, I was a faithful, and it just keeps like keeps you on your toes, like it's unbelievable. And the tactics that they use, like trying to form little cliques and groups and everything. Like, but the thing I like is that like I've watched all the seasons from all the countries, and I keep waiting for it to become boring or easy. And it's not because they keep changing things up. Like the challenges are different. The shield, the protection shield, like they just keep changing things and keeping you so interested. Because I keep thinking, well, if people are watching this over and over and over again, they're going to be able to suss people out. You know, they're going to get it at some point. And they just keep it to, they just keep changing it up just enough that you can't go in there with a way that you know, like a winning strategy. It never works. So, but I really think you will love the Australian version and the latest UK version. I've never seen endings. I couldn't have predicted them in a million years. That's why
That's
I'm
awesome.
looking forward to the US one, because they're and both endings were just so different. Like so crazy nuts, but completely different. So now I do want to watch the American one to see if it lives up to those endings because we were literally blown away. Blown away. And then I love that over here, They have a podcast every week, and they have the person that was, voted out or whatever, banished on the show, and they get to see on a piece of paper who the traitors were, and their faces are priceless. Yeah, because
I
now they're
know.
off, you know.
Oh,
But
but he's not coming back.
yeah, exactly. It's just so good. And the UK was just a little twisted, a little twisted this year, like in a way that like oh my God. And I love their hosts, like Claudia Winkleman. Come on, it's really, really good. I don't know, like, would you be able to, is it, how would you watch that? You wouldn't be able to, would you? Would you guys be able to get that?
I don't know.
Maybe
That's
with
the UK,
yeah, maybe
Australian guy.
with QuickBox.
I wonder, maybe. You watch the US version, Nick? There's a US version.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Peacock here in the States.
Oh, it's on Peacock.
Yeah, I
I'll
think
check.
they have a couple of versions on Peacock. They might have the UK. I have to look.
Yeah, the UK and the Australian ones were really good. Everything is it's super similar, but again, it's there's no real and maybe there, I mean, I think there is one reality star or two in the Australian one, but I don't know who they are, so it doesn't matter to me. And they're not big the way like a
Yeah.
reality star could be big in America for doing nothing. It's I don't think it's like that in other countries. Like
Oh,
once they're
yeah.
done, and yeah, I just it I'm so amazed at the concept like of the show itself. Like I just love the idea of people turning on each other, and it's just fantastic. And it all comes down to money, 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 So yeah, it is, it's really, really good. And there was quite a few gay people in the Australian one. A lot of gay people. Really, really,
Oh.
like, oh wow. Like, wow. That's pretty even. Like I was like, that was pretty even. But yeah, it's good. It's definitely good like weekend binging material there for sure. And like I said, what did I just read something about Alan Cumming? Does he have a one-man show? Alan Cumming on somewhere?
Let me look it up.
I think he does. He was on Graham Norton talking about it. But I think it's happening over there. It might be over here now.
Yeah. He
Yeah.
has a solo show that's
Yeah.
going on here on Broadway.
I just love him.
Like a
So
one man
say that again, Jay.
Like a one man show on Broadway?
I think so.
Oh.
Because he can sing, he can dance, he can do it all. Yeah, I love
Yeah.
him. He seems like there's a show over here that he does with Miriam Margolyes, this old lesbian who's like in her, she's like in her 70s, and she's got no filter whatsoever. She will say anything at any time. And
More.
he travels around with her, like they're friends, and they rent a camper van. And they travel. They were in Scotland and they went to America together. And he's so patient with her because she's a pain in the ass. Like sometimes she's
Yeah.
in a wheelchair, like she's
So
heavy set. Like sometimes she's older. She eats raw
yeah.
onions, like apples. Like, how can you sit with
Oh,
her? Come on.
I didn't know that she was an actress from the Harry Potter films. She played
Yes.
Professor Sprout, and she recently came out and said how people, like adults who are still obsessed with Harry Potter, are
Need to
like
get
need
over
to
it.
grow up. So funny. I love that.
She is so outspoken. It's ridiculous. Like she will be on Graham Norton's show and I don't even know what it is because like when I first saw her, it was on Graham Norton, and she was so like I'm not easily offended, you know what I mean? But I turn to Gemma and I'm like, she is so outrageously offensive. And Gemma goes, it's seriously, it's just the way she is. I'm like, she's farted. Like she's
What?
like
Are
doesn't even care.
Oh my God.
She's just
On a
absolutely
show?
bonkers on a talk
Wow.
show. Yeah. I mean, you gotta see there's gotta be YouTube clips everywhere about when she was, I think the first person she offended on Graham Norton that I remember was will.i.am. And the next one was Matthew Perry. But like she'll say stuff like, I've never heard of you, or I've never seen your show. What is it that you do? And you're like, oh my God.
That's funny.
Yeah, she is nuts.
What'd she say when she farted?
She
You say anything?
said it. She just said that she did it, like that was it. And she's like this old, she's not cranky in any way. She's super educated. She's super intelligent. And
Yeah.
she's been with her partner for something like 50 years, and they don't live together. They live in separate residences.
Oh.
My God.
Make for a better relationship.
We talk about this all the time. It's so damn funny though. She's just so outspoken. It's crazy. It's so crazy. I even follow her on Instagram because she does some really funny like cameo shout outs to people. Oh my God. I wish I would have thought of that for Gemma's birthday. Here's a little shout out from Mary.
Oh,
Yeah, she's
I'm gonna have to
nuts.
do that.
She is nuts. But yeah, like they just, and then you know what? Like right now, Graham Norton's on hiatus because that was my little injection of queerness every Friday night. I knew that that would be there. But yeah, nope, he's on hiatus now. So yeah, it's really grim right now. I just hope things are coming. And then I heard that Uncoupled was going to come back, and then they canceled that. They changed their mind.
I know, isn't that? It's wild because that show premiered. Let me look it up because that premiered back in 2022, so like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember
And
watching it.
it was originally on Showtime and then moved to Netflix,
Right.
and or maybe it was
It
the
was
other.
literally one season, right, Nick?
It was on Netflix first, then they canceled it. Showtime brought it back, and that's where it's currently at. And then they did not bring it back for a second season.
No.
They just reversed it.
It just reversed their decision. And I did watch Drag Me to Dinner. That was a literal hot mess of a show. But if it Murray Hill made it, like Murray Hill made the show. Yeah,
Didn't Murray
100%.
Hill create the show, or no? When you said Murray Hill made it, did Murray Hill
No,
create it?
he was a host, and Neil Patrick, I think it was Neil Patrick Harris and his husband, David Burka, created it, and it was drag queens that had to cook a dinner, dueling two dueling partners of drag queens had to cook a dinner, create a theme night, and then they would show up and rate it, and it was so bad. It was really, really bad. Like a train wreck. Like watching it was like a train wreck, but you couldn't look away,
As most train wrecks are,
It was nuts. So, but again, because we couldn't find the RuPaul thing, we just tried to find the next best thing to fill that void. So yeah, it's been rough. It has been rough. Thank
I
God for other
wonder
things.
if do you have Dracula over there, like the Boulay Brothers Dracula in
No.
the UK?
Mm-mm.
It's on the Roku channel, if you're able to get the Roku channel over in the UK.
I don't think we are anymore. I think that happened about a year ago. There was like this huge shift, and it was one of the things that became unavailable.
It's also on Shudder, but if you're looking for a good replacement for RuPaul, definitely look into Dracula because that is an incredible drag competition series.
Really? Oh, I gotta tell Jem about that. Interesting. Okay.
It's very like, horror focused, so you're gonna get like a lot of, horror theme looks, which, who can resist that? So
Gothy dark doesn't hurt.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's all right. Golly. And it's funny because it seems like there should be more out there in the run-up to Pride? You know,
Yeah.
or are they all just holding on to it and they're just going to throw it all at us in June?
Yeah, you know, that's what I've been waiting, because I have not heard about any like big summer shows being announced yet. It's like all of the television stuff has been under wraps and they're waiting till the last moment.
Yeah, it's
I don't
weird. I
know.
do think a lot of that had to do with the writer's strike,
Yeah.
the actor's strike, and all that. Like they are still putting the pieces back together. And I don't think anybody feels 100% secure in announcing anything or investing in things, or you know, letting you know. It's like everyone's playing their cards so close to the vest. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, I they don't take advantage of me. Like, I need to know my schedule in advance.
Especially your TV.
My TV
Do
schedule.
either of you watch Seeking Sister Wives? I know you have no patience for reality TV, but
No,
the
especially because
twist.
it's not even gay.
Well, the twist on this season, Seeking Sister Wife, is one of the couples, the wife is looking for the sister wife. So they did put the gay twist in
Oh.
there, but now the husband is afraid that she's going to just want the woman and not want it, because she wasn't even introducing her to her husband. Like, they were like going out on all these dates, and so that's kind of new now that she
He's gonna definitely have a rude awakening there.
wants to.
Yeah, it all starts out that way. I mean,
That's the
look at
twist.
Ross on Friends. That was it, all starts out that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the truth. Honestly, I'm like, I'm jonesing. I keep thinking it's that I'll get my fill when I get to Florida, because I'll have access to
Yeah.
more streaming. But if you guys are sitting there telling me there's nothing out there, then what the hell?
I
Jeez.
know there just hasn't been a lot of queer content, like you said, and it's a shame because a lot of the queer content that has been put out, like Uncoupled, has either been canceled or when it was renewed, they just reversed the renewal. And
That's
it's a
definitely.
shame. We're really seeing like a decrease in LGBTQ content.
I know, and
Yeah.
I feel like before the writer's strike, we were doing okay.
Yeah.
Didn't it feel that way? Kind of, a little bit. I don't know. I just, yeah, I feel like we're lacking some content. It sucks. Especially because we don't get good film festivals. We get Rain Dance and BFI, and they went really the way of the man. So to speak. So not a lot of lesbian stuff out there, you know, like
Yeah,
bad. Yeah,
totally.
on the
And
good note,
that's how it always is. So it's a shame that, that trend is just continuing and it's, kind of going backwards in a way.
I know, like we have to look to Araya Vells for what's out there, what's current, and what might have a lesbian in it. She will know,
Yes,
you know.
yeah, she'll
Like,
know. Yeah.
seriously, the queerest thing in my life right now is that my wife joined a
I
soccer
know.
team. That's it. You know, I'm like,
She's fine.
yeah, she joined a softball team. She joined the London Raiders. And they're still in the practice modes, so I haven't really gone to check it out because I'm kind of waiting for a game. Like, I don't think practice modes will be fun. Although I am supposed to get with someone that's in the development part to see if they can use batting coach, third base coach.
Oh,
So I might
video.
do a little bit more.
Videographer, keen
No.
photographer.
No, there's so
No.
many people that don't want that
Really?
they either work in government jobs or whatever, and they just don't want their face on
Oh, they don't want to be.
TV.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting.
So yeah, they just kind of leave that out, and they sometimes they'll do like a little like around the fields or whatever and just show people,
Yeah.
but you can't really tell who they are. But yeah, no, nothing like
Right.
that. They did have like Team GB from the Olympics that were like, I don't know what, they were athletes from the Olympics come and help them train. So yeah, Gemma's especially sore this week. Like, you wanted to do this. But
If she's sore because she works out a lot.
Yeah, and she's still sore. She was still sore. Yeah, so I think
The work
it's not the stuff that she would normally do. Like it would like a bunch of sit-ups,
out.
push-ups and stuff, you know, like now you're doing lunges and stretches and you know, like all that kind of stuff. So it's just different. And I think that's what's going on. It's different muscles are being worked, and she's just like, ah. So,
Oh.
but yeah, big birthday tomorrow. So I'm going to let you guys go because I've got to plan my wife's party. Like, I don't let these things wait till the last minute. It's midnight here. Her party's at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Right. I'm loving the hat, Nick. I've enjoyed your hat the whole show.
It's been worth it to look at that thing for an hour.
Yeah,
Yes,
got some
loving
style going on.
it. Cute. Oh my God, adorable. Honestly, we're so lucky. We get such cute gay men on our show.
Well,
When we
thank
have
you
them.
for having me on here. I always love coming on.
Oh, we love having
Oh,
you. You always have something good to talk about. Yeah. We should like tell people like where to follow you. Like where do your like what's your most used app? Where can they find you on what?
yeah, you can find me really anywhere on Twitter slash X, Instagram at Nick Austin TKTK.
Yeah, and on Threads. I noticed you a little bit on Threads now.
On Threads too, yeah.
And that's where we get to see your articles and the stuff that we were talking about. So go on and give him a follow and yeah, get your dose of queer culture.
Yes,
Yes.
get that
Yes.
queer culture.
We'll have you back after you've been to the movie to see to see the big movie, The People's Joker.
Yes.
And then we
Oh,
will hopefully it'll make its rounds here, or we'll
I
find
hope so.
yeah, definitely. In the meantime, have a lovely evening, you guys. I'm off to bed.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Why do you always run?
It's like never stop chasing your dreams.
We drank way too much whiskey.
See?
Is you.